This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Imagine if San Francisco's Tenderloin and Mid-Market area were filled with artists. Storefronts overflowing with creative expression. Staged performances in public places. A free cafe. For some, that's a utopian vision. And in fact, that's what it was like 3 years ago at a month-long arts festival called Streetopia. It was an attempt to celebrate existing communities in these neighborhoods. 3 years later, there's a Streetopia book. Curator Eric Lyle edited a compilation of pictures, poetry, photos, and essays that reflect on the festival and how it fits into the history of art and activism in San Francisco. KALW's Nina Gensler-Deb sat down with Eric Lyle to talk about the book.
As I understand it from your book, you weren't operating off of this one definition of utopia, but more sort of an idea of approaching it from a number of different angles. So can you talk to me a little bit about how you thought about that idea of utopia and whether your perspective changed at all?
Yeah, we thought of the idea of utopia not as a prescriptive destination, but rather as a process of becoming, you know, about groups of people getting together that are sort of longing for something better, but maybe can't quite articulate what it looks like yet, but are coming together to figure it out in real time together. So I think that utopian thinking has a really important role in social movements. I think it's kind of like what you see with the Occupy movement or with Black Lives Matter or like some of the social movements of recent years, where you've seen this like sort of intuitive call where people go into the streets and occupy space and then start from there, right? You know, it's more like about a process for sure. As far as changing that, I mean, I think that, I don't know if my views of that have changed necessarily as much as refined. I think that I've done a lot of events about the book in the past couple weeks, and it's come up a couple times where people have asked, well, what are the lasting effects of this? You know, which is like what people said about Occupy or what people might be saying about Black Lives Matter now. It's like, okay, so you went and did all this protest, what happens, right? You didn't like elect a candidate, or you didn't like make a new law, or so like nothing really happened, right? But I think that the process is still underway. We can't really quantify like those kind of relationships of like the intangible effects of what happens when people come together and like meet each other and build trust and build new relationships.
So in the book, you have one sort of longer essay. You appear a couple of times in writing. And I should say the book has a number of different contributors, much like the show. It has poetry and photography and et cetera. Yeah. But you say in one of your essays, or ask the question, how can communities who have been all but disappeared from the current city and its official histories even imagine the possible futures? And I was wondering if you could try and answer that a little bit here.
Well, I think that that's a struggle for a low-income neighborhood that's been so denigrated by the city and so starved of resources for so long, right? You know, thinking about like a community that might have a kind of a PTSD relationship to the world and to the future, you know, that was like one of the ideas of Streetopia was to encourage that kind of, you know, cobbling together of lost histories and suppressed narratives, because, you know, we wanted to bring to light some of the really wonderful examples of community strength that have happened throughout San Francisco and Tenderloin history, so that people could kind of reclaim those narratives and think of their community in a different way. You know, like, oh yeah, the Tenderloin, like this is where people got together and stopped the Trinity Plaza development like 5 years ago. Or this is where people who were suffering from AIDS came together and started the UN Plaza AIDS vigil that lasted for 10 years and brought so much attention to the AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s.
I'm speaking with Eric Lyle, editor of the new book Streetopia, which is about the art festival that happened in Mid-Market and Tenderloin in 2012, which was also called Streetopia. So I wanted to pivot in talking a little bit more about how the actual book came together. Were you writing, did you know from the beginning of the project that you wanted to document it in a book? When did you start putting it together, and how did you think about assembling it, considering there's a lot of different diverse elements in it?
I know, right? That's a really good question, because we did not think about documentation so much while we were doing the show. In fact, documentation was kind of like something that we were, I wouldn't say against, but it was like, we felt that it was really important to make this social space in real time. And right now there's a real current in the art world of social practice art, right? Where people do sort of art with communities and then document it really heavily and present the documentation as the art. And some of that stuff can be great, but we really felt like it would be really offensive to like operate a free cafe solely so we could like photograph poor people eating and then say that's our art, right? Like that's not, that was, you know, we wanted to make sure there was no one who thought that was what was going on, you know? So we weren't really documenting stuff so much as it was happening. But when it was all over, people started urging us to consider a book. So most of the artists had documented their own projects, had taken photos of their own visual art that was in the show and that kind of thing. So we had that, and we got some transcripts back of people's talks. And then there were probably like 10 audience members that had gone to like so many different events and just taken photos the whole time. So those people sent us their photos, and it was a pretty mixed bag. You know, we had like a lot of like weird flip phone photos and stuff that were like not super great. But then I was elected to be the editor of the project, and so I set about trying to commission some essays from different folks who might be able to place the show in a in the context of you know, current art history or Tenderloin history or current social movements. It's, in a way, it's kind of a miracle that we were able to do it, to get material together.
And I wonder if this project made you more hopeful for what you perceive to be a positive outcome for the city, or less?
The project, I think I got neither out of it, because I've always, I lived here for so long and was involved in so much stuff here that I've always felt like San Francisco is a wild card, you know? It's like anything really can happen here in weird ways. I've seen so many unexpected things happen here. And Streetopia really just confirmed for me that, like, you know, despite the way it feels with this tech stuff, that there's just still like a lot of really great folks here that are like down to contribute to really cool stuff and try to make things happen. And people are working really hard to change stuff here all the time. So I don't feel necessarily super hopeful or pessimistic about it in a way. I just kind of feel like, you know, we just have to keep plugging away and wait and see, you know, that's how it is.